Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. And we have been building broadcast by broadcast the truth concerning the real God kind of faith. We've seen why faith is important, because every promise of God is received through faith. We've seen that faith is a mystery, and we are to strive together and earnestly contend for it. We're going to fight the good fight of faith, and we are going to receive the promises of God. We've seen the fact that, do we have faith? And yes, we do. We have like precious faith. We have the measure of faith that's been dealt to us. And we know that this faith that we have is the faith of Jesus Christ. Because we have the Spirit of Christ, we have His faith. Jesus is the author and the developer of our faith. And we are to use this faith. This faith is a spiritual force. It is a law that works, and it operates in the realm of the Spirit. When we function by faith, we're going to be speaking forth words in the present tense, declaring what God is doing for us. Remember, faith is not a feeling. It deals with the unseen realm. And faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And remember, your faith will grow. It's your servant. You're to put it to work. And it's to be released. It's released through your words and through your actions. And as the Word of God is in our heart, the Word of God's in our mouth, then we're going to release our faith. And we've talked about how to increase this faith. Faith is increased through hearing the Word. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Also by speaking the Word and applying it in a situation. Luke 17, the apostle said, increase our faith. And he said, say unto that sycamine tree, apply your faith for it to be removed. We've also talked about the fact of how long we say the Word of God and hold fast our faith. We do it continuously until we see the desired results. We've seen in Mark 11:23, when we're speaking to the mountain, the Bible says, say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast to sea. If you won't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say will come to pass, you'll have what you say. When it says, believe those things which you saith, that word saith is in the present tense in the Greek, denoting continuous repeated action, indicating that we continually apply our faith by speaking to the mountain to be removed. As we continually speak to it to be removed, that is a continual release of our faith, applying that force of faith to move your mountain. Praise God. And this is so important. 2 Samuel 23:10, we saw that scripture, that one Eleazar who arose and he smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, his hand clave unto the sword. Remember, the Old Testament are types and shadows of New Testament realities. And the sword, the physical sword, is a type of the spiritual sword. And the spiritual sword is the Word of God coming forth out of our mouth against the enemies. And it said he clave unto the sword. That meant he continually had his hands on the sword. And for us, that means we continually are speaking forth the Word of God. And they said, as even his hand got weary, means sometimes you'll get tired of speaking, but you just need to hold fast and keep speaking forth the Word of God. Keep resisting the enemy. Keep commanding the spirits to come out. Keep taking hold of the promise. Keep speaking to that mountain, whatever you're applying your faith in order to move it so you can get the victory. Praise God. Now, we've also seen the fact that when we are acting on the Word, we're going to do it just like Abraham did. Of the walking in the steps of the faith of Abraham. Abraham was calling those things that were not being as being, speaking them into being against any hope. He believed in hope. Hope abides, and we need to be holding fast to the confident expectancy of the promise. He didn't consider his own body. He didn't consider the physical or the natural. If so, that would make you weak in faith. And he staggered not at the promise of God, but he was settled on the Word. He didn't get into any doubt. Remember, if you doubt, you're wavering, you're unstable, and you will not be able to take hold of anything of the Lord. He grew strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was fully persuaded that what God had said that he was able to perform. And not only is God able to perform it, he will perform his Word. He watches over his Word to perform it. His Word is the truth. And I'll tell you, if God has said it, he's spoken it, he's going to make it good in your life. Now, what happens as we speak in the spiritual realm? as you speak in the spiritual realm, the angels of God that are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation, are going to go into action. There's a scripture, it's in Psalms 103, verse 20. It says this, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength." See, the angels of God, they excel in strength, and they do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Hearkening to the voice of his word. They're going to respond to the voice of the word of God. Well, we have the word of God, and we can speak forth the word. And when we speak forth the word, the voice of the word will cause the angels to hearken to it. The angels are listening to what you're speaking. It is very important that you learn to speak what God's word says about you. You learn to confess what you have in Christ, who you are in Christ. Confess what you believe God is doing for you now, not what the devil's doing. Quit confessing your circumstances. That's not going to change him. That's only going to give place to the devil, and it's not going to help to release God's power whatsoever. Faith doesn't get released when you talk about your problem. He already knows your problem. He wants you to speak forth the word of God with your faith, releasing his power, and the angels will hearken to it. Now, when the angels hearken to it, they're going to go forth and they're going to do it. They're going to bring that word to pass. They're going to see that it comes to pass in your life. And they're going to do warfare against the demonic powers and the principalities that serve the enemy in order to overcome them and see the victory in your life. Luke chapter 12, verse 8 says, he says, "Whatsoever I say unto whosoever shall confess me before men." And if we confess Jesus before men, that's confessing the word of God. It says, "Him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God." See, when you confess God's word, it is going to get an audience with the Son of Man. That's Jesus. And remember, Jesus is in a high priestly ministry. He is in heaven right now, and he's not just sitting there doing nothing. He is in a high priestly ministry. He's the apostle and the high priest of this covenant that we have. And when you confess God's word, he is going to take that and confess it before the angels, and the angels will be sent forth to bring forth the promise of God. But look at verse 9 in Luke 12. It says, "He that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God." It's possible for you to be denied before the angels of God if you deny the word of God. That's why you don't want to confess anything apart from the word of God. You start speaking a bunch of negatives and doubt and unbelief and wondering and wavering and what you feel and all these negative circumstances, how is that going to put the angels of God in operation for you? It's not. They're not going to be operating for you because you have denied him before men by confessing contrary to his word. It is important that you learn to speak forth what God's word says in every situation. And that's going to put it into his power into operation. That is the way you release your faith. And this is what goes on in the realm of the spirit, because the angels are ready to go forth. They're messenger angels. They'll go forth and give messages to people for you. They're warrior angels. They'll go forth and do warfare for you against your enemies. Praise God. And they will cause you to overcome. Another thing that's important is we need corresponding actions of faith. In James chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him?" If you say you have faith and you don't have works, that's not going to show real faith. Real faith is shown by your works. Works refers to corresponding actions. Otherwise, if we have faith for something, we're going to act upon it. If we have faith to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that we believe that he's been raised from the dead, then we should receive him and confess him as our personal Lord and Savior. If we have faith for healing, then we should believe and take hold of the healing power of God. If we have faith to accomplish something that God's told us, then we're going to have corresponding actions. We're going to go forth and do that what God has told us to do. This is important. In James 2:17, the Bible says, "Even so faith, if it hath not works or corresponding actions, is dead, being alone." It's dead, it's inoperative. If it's alone, you need faith and works, faith and corresponding actions together. It says in verse 20, "Wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" Faith without corresponding action is dead or inoperative. Otherwise, you need the corresponding action. That shows forth true faith, the real faith. In fact, verse 20 says, "Seest how thou faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect." Praise God. Your actions are going to be shown the true faith that you have. And so, if God tells you to do something in his word, you really show forth that you have faith and you believe it and you act on it as you do what the Word says. If not, you know, you can just be a mental assenter. A lot of people mentally assent the Word, about the Word, that it's true, but they don't do what it says. It's important that you act. That shows forth faith. Praise God. Look at this scripture in Luke chapter 5. Here's a case where he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." Simon answered and said, "Master, we've toiled all the night, and we've taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Otherwise, he'd been out there doing his own work. But when the Master told him, and this is where we have to learn to obey the voice of the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, you better learn to obey what he tells you to do. Look what he says, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, it says they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Here they'd been toiling all night, and they got nothing. Then at the word of the Lord, they acted upon it, showing forth faith. And they received this great multitude of fishes to the point where their net even break. I'll tell you, God wants us to learn to listen to his voice and learn to promptly obey what he tells you to do. Praise God. There's another scripture in Luke chapter 5 where the doctors and the Pharisees and all of them were come, and they were there sitting to hear Jesus teaching. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. It could have healed everybody in the place. And behold, there was a man brought in a bed, a man taken with a palsy, and they sought the means to bring him in, but they couldn't get him in because it was so crowded. And so, because they couldn't bring him in because of the multitude, verse 19 of Luke 5 says, "They went upon the housetop, and they let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. Jesus, when he saw their faith, he said unto the man, thy sins are forgiven you." I'll tell you, Jesus sees our faith, and he sees our faith by our actions. He knows what goes on in our heart, and he sees it by our actions. And what happened? This guy got healed. Praise the Lord. There was the man, same kind of thing in Luke chapter 6, where he was in the synagogue, and he said, "Stretch forth your hand." The man had to act on it. He stretched forth his hand, and then the man's hand was healed. Actions are going to release faith. They're going to show that you really have faith. And if you're going to operate in the God kind of faith, you're going to be a hearer and a doer of God's Word. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. See you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.